The details, you'll have to work out what the details is. 9 o'clock is the breakfast, and 9:30 is the learning, etc. Okay. I want to touch on the sugya, which comes out of what we've been learning. It's the sugya of electricity on Shabbos. I was asked to speak in Baltimore, so I gave him, I said, I'm holding the sugya of brightness, so electricity would be something which would be a logical thing to talk about. They said, that's a good topic. They like that topic. I'm not going to go straight into the sugya. I want to just give some background. Betzim, there really are two totally independent sugyas, at least, which come to bear on the sugya of electricity. And I just want to talk about the one I'm not talking about first to get it off the table. And then we'll talk about what I want to talk about. The one issue is Maisa and Grama and Halacha. Like, when you're talking about electricity, all the person they first addressed electricity, the first thing they addressed was the light bulb, because that was the first electrical thing which came out, was the light bulb. So the issue of the light bulb is you're taking a filament and you're bringing it to you're putting electric current through the filament to the point that the resistance of the filament to the electricity going through it, the friction which is generated is so high that it starts glowing. That's how electric filament works. So making this piece of filament glow, whether it's metal, whether it was carbon, they use bamboo for a period of time as the filament. They had different things that they used for the filament. You got it to glow. Wonderful. So what malach is that? Is that making a fire? Is that maver? Is that bishul? So that was one discussion. So they came out, that's the malach of the Raisa, whether you call it bishul according to the Raivin, according to the Rama. Rama says one place it's bishul, Rama says it's maver, and all the Torah about that. Now, we came up with a telephone. Can you talk on a telephone on Shabbos? That was one of the next things which came out. They had the telegraph before. Can you talk on a telephone on Shabbos? There's no Aish involved over there. It's not Aish. You can't argue that it's Aish. So what am I doing? So I'm Hashmos Kol. So one of the places in the Handel the Shalom Hashmos Kol. It says, well, if it's Hashmos Kol, why am I allowed to talk to you? Obviously, because I'll ask you Hashmos Kol. They didn't ask to talk to you. They asked to play music. The history of Hashmos Kol doesn't apply. Hashmos Kol, we talk about Allah, who talks about the case over there of the a person leaving a rechayim flowing into Shabbos is making a very loud noise. It's Avshe Milsa. That's one sugya. Then the Reish Nibbeis, Hashmos Kol, Shem Lamed Ches. You know, musical instruments, etc., clapping, dancing. Be a lot of talk. So what's the problem with talking with on the telephone? So that was the problem they grappled with. Now, they didn't assume that it's. I can't tell you there were some places who wanted to say it's mutter. It's not Aish. There's no fire involved in it. So they said maybe as it's working, you know, in the good old days, you would see sparks coming out of the wires. So you're making sparks. So they spent the whole time as a sugya on Memzayim Beis, which we didn't do. The next sugya is Nitzar Tzayim Behem Mamish. Sparks don't count. So forget about sparks. Not a problem. So don't angle this as an issue of Aish. It's not Aish. Is there any problem with that? So came along the Chumas Beis Yitzchak, and it's fascinating. The Beis Yitzchak was Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes. He was one of the other poskim in Poland at the end of the turn of the century, the turn of the century of the 1800s to 1900s. Nowadays, you guys turn the century is a different century. Anyway, so he handled the Shaila based on the Gemara in Beya. The problem is Moilid. There's a Gemara in Beya. The Gemara says a person would take a cup which had filled with liquid, etc., and put it onto a clothing, that the nice smell of this type of liquid would go into the clothing. The clothing would now have a nice perfumed smell. It's also to do. Gemara in Beya, Daf Chav Gimel, it's also to do that. You can't be Merlin Reach. Right, so he says, this is Merlin Reach. Rashi says, because it's Dermal Malacha. Like you're adding this smell, etc. It's Dermal Malacha. It's like a Malacha. Isn't there a bottom? Like a Malacha, because you're adding something which wasn't there before. There's something new. You're making it smell nice. So you're in some way you're being buried something. You're adding something. Awesome. So he says, well, you know, they're putting the electricity into the machine and making the machine work is it's a Merlin Koyach. So if there's a Merlin Reach, there's also a Merlin Koyach. Where is this Shumas Beis Yitzchak? It's some of the old Shuva Svarim, they have the Sefer, and they would have the back, they would have Maftechus. And the Maftechus, they would write the topic of each one of the things, and once in a while they would add like a Ha'ara, which they hadn't discussed before. They would, you know, throw it in by the time we got to the Sefer, instead of rewriting the Shuva and repaging all of the paging of all of the good old days when you were doing printing by hand, you're putting every single piece of type by hand, adding a little piece at the back was much easier than going back and fixing it and having to redo the whole page or pages. So in the back of Yeridaya, the Shuva, which has nothing to do with the sugya, he puts a har over here about talking on telephones and jobs, right? Because he had no place to put it. So it's found in Mafteach to Yeridaya Chelibes Simulam and Aleph. He has a small piece over there where he talks about talking on telephones and jobs. He says this is Marlin, and that, you know, he doesn't make a tremendous amount of source that you can do that. It's a pliat suma lechara in Chazal's gzeir. You can't be moisim on the Chazal's gzeirus. Right? To say the argue that that's Marlin is very difficult to understand. That it's Marlin, you have to understand that according to him, he saw that when Chazal asked this issue of being Marlin Reach, it wasn't limited to Reach, but Dafka means anytime you're adding something new, even though the specific scenario was Marlin, but to it's Lav Dafka Marlin Reach, it'd be any Marlin, something new to the Keli. So you can't take an Esrog and rub it against the Baggot on Shabbos, that's a din. You can't do that because you're putting a smell into the Baggot, so you can't put electricity into this Kli also. So I want to turn on my fan, there's no fire inside of the fan. That's the problem. According to that, it will come out a fascinating din. Is there Isra of being Moisav Kayak? Because the Mogarama says, this, if I have a spell in a bagot already, and I want to strengthen it, I want to take rub the Esrog on the bagot a second time, on Yom Tov. Magram says also, Shulchan Aruch says mutter. So if the whole issue is being merled kayach, merled reach, merled kayach, so being moisif reach, being moisif kayach, so according to Shulchan Aruch should be mutter. So if I have my microphone on from before Shabbos and the current is going, it's just going at a very minimal level because the circuit is complete and the current is going very, very minimally, and I want to talk into it, which will make more electricity go into the kli. So what's wrong with talking with using a microphone on Shabbos as long as you set it before Shabbos? Hash is nothing. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about using a microphone on Shabbos. He comes up before Isurim, why it's a problem. And then the next tshuva, which is printed in Arachayim, is the tshuva about using a hearing aid on Shabbos, which is a microphone. It's a microphone, it's a speaker system. That's all it is. It's the exact same thing. He says it's mutter. He says the four reasons I just told you before, they're not such a problem. But, you know, there's one thing you're talking about, this poor individual who's stuck will be stuck whole Shabbos, they can't hear a word, or you want to make your fancy shul and have people come and listen to the microphone. So over here, I'm Michosh, with these Yisurim, there you might miss Hakim Kli. He makes up these Yisurim, it's like, you know, you see he's bending over backwards to answer it. The next Shubi says, but the hearing aid's a mutter. You ought to talk to the person who's got to wear the hearing aid. You ought to talk to the person wearing a hearing aid. No problem. Okay, so that angle doesn't really seem to... Rish Lama Zalman brings in that the basis of Eidim was the Reisha Rav, the Drash V'Iyun. The Reisha Rav was Rabbi Shmuel Levine. He was a good representative in the Polish parliament. He was a big Askim. He's also a big Talmud Chacham. So he argues on the share very stark. He says, you can't make up your own gzeiros. It's not, because Chazal asked Marla Reach, they didn't ask Marla Kayach. According to you, it should be Moser, should be Mutter. He says, even if that's true, the Svara only makes sense. Here I have a bag. Begadim are not made to be perfumed. And all of a sudden I put smell in it. It's like a wow. Like what just happened? It's like such a strange thing. So it looks at people like, Keely, you're making up either of them a lot. If I take a cleavage that's made to put electricity in it, and I put electricity in it, that's not moiled anything. That's not like, people don't perceive it, wow, like, you know, wow, there's like a whole new Kali here. Before it was a fan, and now it's a fan. Like, you know, we don't perceive that as like you're doing a malacha, so you don't see the sushta b'chlau. And that's Rosh Hashanah's argument with that also. Okay, Ad Khan, that angle. So, interestingly enough, Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a line in a tshuva where he says, Halakha Lamaisa, I think it was 1932, he was a young man at that point in time. His mother had a hearing. They bought his mother a hearing aid. And batteries in those days didn't last 24 hours. So something over Shabbos, the hearing aid would die. If you leave it on the whole Shabbos, the hearing aid would die out. So the question was she allowed to turn off the hearing aid when she goes to bed and turn it back on when she gets up in the morning? This way, she would have the hearing aid for the whole Shabbos. And he was matir it, halacha l'maisa. For his mother, he's matir his mother, halacha l'maisa. I remember very possibly, but he was matir halacha l'maisa on that. He says, I don't see that as, you know, that there's an Isra of Marla, but there's not an Isra of Marla. You can't make your own Isra, and halacha l'maisa, so what are you doing? You're not doing anything. Turning it off, turning it on, so now it works, okay, but you're not doing anything. Chodesh, it's mutter. He wrote his Sefer Mari, or to be Masber, that is, the Iker and the Kut over there was the Gabi, or that is called Maisa, not Groma. That was the main purpose of the Sefer, was that's called Maisa, not Groma. He actually had a parak over there to Masber, why it's not Boina. And when he showed it to his rebbeim, they meant to take out the parak, because like nobody in the right mind would think that that electricity is Boina, that you have to be Masber, why it's not Boina. So he didn't publish that parak, which he put into the Sefer, electricity, why it's not Boina. Good. The Chazon Ish puts out his Sefer in 1948. He puts out his Sefer where he says that it's Boina. So one of his letters he writes to Chazon Ish, he's writing that he's in tremendous pain, that you're basically telling me I did an Aveira, I mamash did an Aveira deraisa, Boina, with my mother. I mean, he didn't say with his mother, but like, you know, that's, he's referring to that incident where he was mad to that. You know, he says, you know, he's, I'm in tremendous pain that you would say that, and I argue why it's not Boina, etc. That's where the shakti, that's the history, the historical background to the story. So what's the Chazon Ish? So the Chazon Ish comes along, and goes back to the Sugya Mem Zayin. Sugya Mem Zayin talks about, I apologize for taking you back to Mem Zayin. Kikar of Haim Asef, Dr. Shalab Asef, but you're holding a people involved. Mem Zayin is like distant past. So the Sugya of being master of the Mita, right? So we have Mita Shal Tarsiyim is it Mutal Hasar or not? So they said, Rabab and Rahun Rakiya said it's Mutter. They went to Rav Yehuda, said Rav Shmuel, that is Chayiv. And the more about a Mesmik. Master Kanam, Kanam and Rav Shabbos is Chayiv Kat, is Kanam Siyadim, Lo Yatsum, Hitzer is Potter, Lo Hasar. Okay, so Rashi learns the Sukh is Makapatish, Tosis. And Kupay sees this sugya in the tzad in his kaya, but the chiyav is going to be alzbrina, because it needs umnis and it needs gvura, so that's called, that's there it is shayich brina by kalim, or asiyas kli, it's shayich brina by asiyas kli. So we have the Rabban and the Rashba, they argue because of asiyas kli, but there's a chiyav over here in a keli, there's a certain way that you can deal with a keli. So Matzah Menor B'Shabes is Chayav Kat. Chalas HaShayotim Lo Yachzim Hichzer is Potter. Potter Velos. Why is Chalas HaShayotim different? Why is it Potter Velos? So he the Chazon Ish has two tzedakim. Why? One is simply because it's made, the nature of the Chalas HaShayotim is that you attach it, you detach it, you attach it, detach it, you count. It's constantly used in a way of attaching and detaching. So he says that the argument is it's used in a way of attaching and detaching. So electricity is also used like that. You turn on the fan, you turn off the fan, right? So, or he says the Ritvoa, I you're going to argue to me, but the case of the Mita, it's also made to, I mean, you use it for the night, you take it apart, you travel to the next place, it's made to take apart and put apart. He says the difference is that the Tashmish is always, so the Tashmish is always when it's together. I have no Tashmish when it's apart, but by some Shayodim you need to attach more segments to reach high, you need to remove those segments to reach low. So the tashmish is both when it's mechuber and it's not mechuber. So if the only way it's functional is when you put it together, even if you're going to take it apart the next day, that's more seskai. Because making it from dysfunctional to functional is called making a kli. But it's not called you made the kadosh yodim functional or dysfunctional by adding or subtracting, because it's always functional and it's always dysfunctional. It's, whenever you add more, it's not good for the lower, it's good for the higher. When you take it off, it's good for the lower, not for the higher. It's like you never have functional and dysfunctional. So that's, that case is posted. Mashain came by the bed over there. You made it from dysfunctional to functional. You're going to take it apart later on. The more so you're still high. So we see from the Gemara that the fact that it's temporary alone is not a hefter. But there's a new swara of function and dysfunction. So now, it says, by adding electricity to something, you're making it from dysfunctional to functional. So Lukara, that's like the case of the bed, and it's not like Kadosh HaSayadim, where Kadosh HaSayadim, it's functional both ways. Over here, the fan doesn't do anything for you without the electricity. So adding electricity makes it functional. Turning it off makes it, for now, it's not functional. So that's like the bed. You don't want the bed right now. You don't want the fan right now. But it's not. I'm using the fan for something else when it's off. So that's his argument. Or he says no. The Ritzvah says that the reason why Kadosh HaSayadim is different than the meat. It's not different than the meat. The bats are the same thing. But now you have competition. Get to that. The Ritwater says that Kadosh Zionim, Heyois, you went back and forth constantly. You never will be Tokei. It's not worth it to be Tokei. I'm not saying in the bed, when you went to bed, you needed it for like that for 8-10 hours. You wanted to have it tight because you don't want to fall apart when you're in the middle of sleep. So the derech of the bed was to make it tight. The derech of the kadosh hashiyadim was not to make it tight. So that's why by the bed it's takakai, and by the kadosh hashiyadim, if you do it tight, it's takabikai. But it's lav davka the derech. It wasn't the derech to do like that. That's the ritvos. So it comes out that's even stronger argument. Even here something which it's a minimal function that you're adding, but that's enough to be a kai if you do it tight. Right. So now I'm going to get there. Zot HaChazanish, she says, I believe that adding in, but from the Kadosh HaSayadim, you see this mussig, according to the Ritva, for sure, that it's not a broken kli. It's not a you almost can't call tikkun mona, because it's not shavur, it works very well. But adding a level of function to the kli is what gives it a shame, binyan gomer by Caleb. It's not just adding the piece, because that's not really the significant point. The point is now it can whitewash high, which it couldn't do before. So you've added a function to the kli, so that has to be the makayah. Well, let me finish. So he says, so therefore, taking this chut, which before was just lying there very dead, and making it alive, that it could do things, etc., is a significant change that you've done to the kli. That's like a CS. You added surah legeshem. So if you add geshem to geshem, you're chayim. So surah to geshem, right? Come on, we're in Silver Spring, right? Surah to geshem is much more significant than geshem to geshem. Okay, one second. Then he says, you might argue me that that's not true. That geshem to geshem is the law, like the Rambam says, is putting pieces together. Really, there's no pieces together. He hears that, it's a possibility. He holds it in stabber, not like that. And he says, Elamai, we see the more, you're only chai by taka. See, he says, this is called taka, because the chiber of the electricity into the chut, and you notice it's part of the mitzias of the thing itself. You added surah to the geshem. Surah to the geshem, this is always called taka.
What is geshem?
What is geshem? Rain. No. You haven't been searching long enough. Right? Or you missed the Friday morning shiur. Yeah, Surah and Geshem. Come on, that's all morale. Right. That's it. Okay. So now, I have an interesting question. So let's change the question. So it's taka. So let's say I have a kli, which the way you put it, the way you use it is by putting it together very tightly, and the way you take it apart is by pushing it full. You bang in nails. Every time you take it apart, you pull out the nails. And I do that multiple times in one day. Would that be called a malacha? It's taka. But the form of the tashmish is a strong chibur, but the form of the tashmish is on and off, etc. So, do we have any recurrence to that part of the sugya? A little bit you had. So there's a sif in Shin Yudimel. I don't know. I don't know. Shin Yudal already. But there is one sif in Shin Yudimel which is very significant. Which is the sif of this Gemara Mem Zayin. Okay. Mitzvah Shel Parakim is also like zero. Lahatka. We talk as Kayev Katas. So Mitzvah Shel Parakim, you can't put it together. Vim he. Refuya, that's also the mechaber. Mutala charchila. Ramah adds darker liyas refuya, because the gzera is shema toka, shema yiska. So, but something which the derech is not to make it tukua, so then it's mutter. So it's refuya, a, and you're not going to. There's no gzera shema yiska because you're not going to do that. Well, actually, yaharek, but you can't make it tight. So this case over here was like you'd have let's say you picture your kid's cup, it has a stand, it has a base and it has a top, and you'd screw the top into the base. So you're allowed to put these two things together, right? Are you allowed to put them together on Shabbos? So the first sheet of the Machaber says yes. That's a tour. It's a tour, and then he brings from Rami Rittenberg the second sheet. Yesh Mishormer Dinner Kais Kedin Amita, which means it's also to do it. Okay, comes along the Taz over here in Sifkatan. So that's Sif Vav. Comes along the Taz and Sif's Cotton Zion. Dinner Kais L'Chor Gamon Noda Shel B'Deal Sheyesh Lono Sheyesh Boy Shroif. Is also a component of the when Mita Shaprokim. So they had containers which had a screw top. So you screw it on, it's tight. Right? The car should be also. Right? That's this case of the Kersha Prokim. According to the second sheet, it's also to screw it together. So why am I allowed to screw my top onto my Kaylee? Well, they are going to hold you a little less. I feel a little hot to burn off for you. Because you're asked to burn off for you, you might do a b'chayzik, and the derech is to do a tight. So, chash b'yosur. Al nirash, davke b'chayzik meish their machmir, because ain't tzarech l'farka. Kikar tashmish shalai yadei piruk. The ikar tashmish is you put it together, and you don't take it apart, you can leave it together. Its storage might be better for you, but that's the mitzvah, the kli, the way you're mishamish with it, it's only when it's together. You can leave it together. Mashain can this noid. The Ikar Tashmish says, "I get a pirik tamid." So let me get Gemara Malacha. Feel him who tokeya b'chayzik b'shroif. See, even though I screw on my top very tight, you can't call Gemara Malacha because the derech is on off. So this, therefore, that's not called Gemara Malacha. That's called using it. Fine. That's how the Taz says it. So now. The Magen Avraham Kais is mutter according to the first sheet because you're not mahadik it so much. Nearly the Kaisha Lona Hasuyim Becharitzim Savim Uhudakim Bechais. They used to stick it in without they didn't have a screw. They didn't screw it in. They stuck it in. But ours, which you screw them in, the Kliyam also. There's no sheet which is mahadik that case. That's called Chayzik. That's called Taka. L'adam L'kisu Kalim Shasuyim Kach. The Hasim Ein Hasuyim L'kiyum. Rock the pots on the circle. Tell me, Shin Yudal is if you. Okay. So the Magen Avraham says that nowadays when you screw it in, that's there's no sheet which is matter. The Taz clearly learns that's still a makalai because even if you screw it in, right? The Taz says when we screw it together, the day after right now it should be awesome. Because you're putting it together, you're screwing on the top. Before he knows his answer between the top and the bottom. right? The cover and the bottom, which is his teretz. The Taz says you're screwing it together. That's like, according to the Deach Rain, that should be awesome. The Magarama says according to the bullshit, that should be awesome. You're screwing it in. You're screwing it on. Yeah, remember, following me? Not come on. The Bechara brings two shitas about putting a keli together. The Kaisha Prokin. First sheet says it's mutter. The second one says it's awesome. Taz says, okay, you're putting it together on the bottom. What about the screw on top of screwing on the lid? So he says, according to the shita which asks is by the kais, you should ask it by the lid also. Means, but according to the shita which is matter by the kais, I understand why you can use the lid. Right? The Magen Avraham says that screwing on, everybody holds it also. So before you know the answer, why covers are different, and the case of screwing on the cover, his question is like boshitas. How to use a kisa by boshitas? Screwing on is a problem. The Taz only says it's a problem according to the second shita, which asks by kais. They should ask by the cover which you screw on. He says no, covers are different. So according to the Magen Avraham, this act of putting it together. Screwing it together means a tight keeper between the two things is there's no matter on that, but the reason why this kisa kelim is mutter is shem suyim kach because they're not assuming the kiyum, right? The lashon of the Taz is ikutash misha ayin a pirik tamid lo mikri gumar malacha filmu kutekeh b'chayze kashroi. So he's saying it's not called gumar malacha. The lashon of the Magen Avraham, I'm not convinced that's what he means. He says not assuming the kiyum. The kud of the Taz is that's how you use it, and the kud of the Magen Avraham is it's not also the kiyum. So now, if I accept my chazanish and I come along and I say, so adding surah to geshem is called boina or maka, you know, maka. It's a maka pathish boina. So. But it's made to go on and off, on and off, on and off. So that's my case of a kli which the tashmish is only when it's together. But I have to take the nature of the uses is on and off, together, not together, tightly, multiple times in a shot. So I turn the fan off, on, turn the fan off. That's how you use it, you know. All right. So over here also, that's how I use it. But that's not the tashmish. The kisa kalim, the tashmish is on and off. That's the tashmish. The tashmish is when it's on, it keeps the things in they shouldn't spill. When it's off, you can pour it out. It has a function both ways. That's like your kadosh zayin type of an argument. Whereas the fan, it has no function when it's off. But it's not also the kiyum. The argument not also the kiyum still would be true. So we seem to have touched down at least on Kapanim. There is such a deal in. You have to really have to see the Taz of the Magen Avraham. You have to really go through the sif. There's a Maamar Mordechai over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Maamar Mordechai. The Maamar Mordechai comes out that the keys that the screwing coming together is not called taka. That's not the same thing as taka. Taka, there's a separate maisa beyond it. He's arguing on other hold that is called taka, right? So that pasha could be that part of the mechalkas the Taz and the Magen Avraham. What is screwing something together? The Chassid is arguing this is even more than that, but there might be an argument of also lekim, not also lekim. There might be an argument which is being played out over here. That's what the Chassid argues. The Chassid argues that that's called boina. Reb Shlomo Zalman.
I don't understand
the science all that much, but isn't it? It flows through. It doesn't like one thing. I mean,
whatever's going in is going right out.
But why is it reviewing the entire curve? Okay, so Sir Shlomo Zalman wrote two letters to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish responded to his letters. And one of his questions was this question. Right? He got involved in direct currents, alternating currents. It's alternating current. It's every rag that stops. It's alternating current. Our alternating current changes 60 times a second.
which means the flow of electricity goes this way, that way, this way, this way, 60 times in a second inside your chut changes. So it's there for mamash aroma because it's going to stop and go the other direction. So even that flow stops. It stops. The kids are really, what's really happening is it's stopping 60 times a second. Historically, Edison, who made the light bulb, gambled and lost. He believed that nobody would not want to use alternating current because you would theoretically have very quick flickers of your lights, which eventually would wear out the light bulb more quickly. So he invested in direct current to solve that problem, as opposed to the DC, as opposed to AC. There are a lot of problems with DC versus AC. It doesn't work over long distances easily. So it's constantly stopping. By definition, it's constantly stopping. It's not visible to the eye. You know, the eye usually doesn't see something more than faster than a tenth of a second. So this is 60 times a second. So someone asked the question. The Chazanish didn't seem to bother by the question at all. I can read you the nusach of his answer, which I have here. So someone printed this in Mincha Shlomo, in Chelek Aleph. It's printed over there. I didn't underline that line, but he says it's Okay, I'm not finding the lesson over here exactly, but he says like that, you know, the science, how it works, and that it's goes through, etc. Says the Maisa, what you're doing is the tikkun achut, you're making the chutz functional. Tikkun achut mimavus l'chayim. That's, I guess, partially according to the Chazanish, if you do tchias amesim on Shabbos, you'll be chayim l'tboina, because you're putting a nesham into the goof. The electricity to the keli. It's l'shoah. It's l'shoah. It says, well, you see from our Gemara's over here that even something which is not made to the kiyum, but for that moment it's together, it's called boina. But if that's what its function, that's what he's saying. If that's what its function is, that's its function. Okay, so according to the Chazanish, pashas, let's say, compressed air can move a motor, and it can do a lot of things. The mama can function the same thing as electricity. Pashas, according to him, right? So you would have the following. If the point is you're making the keli function, so that argument is significant. The lashonis which he uses, the language which he's using over here by calling it boina, because he sees the chibur of the electricity to the chut. Multiple times he focuses on that nakuda, that you're. It's not just that you're adding functionality, but your this chut now has the tchunas of electricity, the electromagnetic tchuna, which it didn't have before. So you're making a shinig in the chut, and you're adding into the chut this koyach.
He's not seeing it as something that's flowing through.
Right.
It wouldn't apply to.
So that's why he responds to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman asked that the engineers discussed this issue. Is it a flow through, or is my wire functioning like a pipe with water running through it? Or it becomes a chuba to the wire. He says some mechoikas amumchim. Your Shlomo Zalman writes, right? How it works. Nowadays, actually, there's a third theory how it works, which is neither of them, but it works out based on a field, which is like not even in the food of the bakla, right? But whatever it is, but
still no one really knows how
they think they do. They say now they're all agreeing nowadays. You ask any expert, they'll tell you it works out as a field. It doesn't work. It's not according to the chuppah klal. There's this like electromagnetic field out around the, I mean, small, but around the thing, and that's where electricity is flowing through. It's not flowing inside the wire at all. That's what they tell you nowadays. 10 years from now, you'll tell you otherwise. You know, but he seems to very much argue that it's a nekud of chibur. He doesn't just say the fact that it's is adding functionality alone, right? Fine. I don't think so. It's not. It's clearly there's a pipe and there's water inside of it. Yeah, he very much argues that in the Kurds. Right. I'm saying if you say that the point is just adding functionality. What? No, he only says it in conjunction with the fact that there's the chibur of electricity to the chut. And he calls that talk. I'm very stark about that.
So now,
another place where this discussion comes up is, I mean, the Chazanisha's reference of Rishon Mazama references is a Chayotim, the Prima Godim. So close to the Prima Godim, Ponim Iris and the Prima Godim about winding a grandfather clock on Shabbos. Right? So, you are winding a watch, in the mechanical watch, you know, so you have to wind it. So, there's a spring in there. The spring slowly releases, and as it releases, it moves the hands on the face of the clock. So how do you put the strength into the spring that it should do that? So there's weights. There's weights on the clock, which you pull down. As you pull down, it tightens the spring, and the spring is set that it will release at a very controlled speed to move the face. So now my spring ran out. My clock has stopped. So I want to pull the weights and get the clock going again. So I'm adding kayak into the spring, which wasn't there before. Right? So it's called kinun sha'on. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the Panim Iris says that's mutter. The Prima Godim holds it's a malacha deraisa. The Chayyarim passes like the Prima Godim, it's a malacha deraisa. Pashim means makar patish. You know, the name of the klal in the chayotim is bino makar patish. So you know, so it's hard to know for sure. But pashim he puts into the makar patish section. Right? It's makar patish. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman raises. He's disagreeing with the Chazanish, but the Chazanish has a chayotim. Right, the Chayyarim is really saying that. You take this thing which is not functional, you add the fact that it can now work, your clock goes from not working to working, and that's called Makapatish. Even if you're going to have to do this again tomorrow, or whatever, but that's called Makapatish. So he says, no, it's not a sushtel. He says, the nature of a clock, the clock's whole mile is it tells time. When I have to tell the clock time, it's not a functional clock. Right? A clock which doesn't work, it has the right time twice a day. That's not very helpful. Right, it stopped at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, it's right. That's not telling time for me. I need a clock to keep track of time for me. So when the clock has stopped, it's a broken clock. So when I make the clock start again, I'm fixing a problem. But when my fan is off, it's not just, oh, I have a broken fan, and now it's and I have a functional fan. That's what the Chayyarim is talking about. He's arguing that when the clock has stopped, because it cannot do what it's supposed to do anymore, I need to do something to, as it were, fix it, even though it's an easy thing, and it's made to do that, and that's how it functions. That's a whole different level of functionality that you're giving to the clock, which it doesn't have, compared to turning on a fan. That's what Shlomo Zalman's argument. You can't sell Sue. But the Chayotim already is Nochus. Part of the over there is not because you're putting strength into the spring. The problem is you're making the clean functional, and that's Makapath. It's Makapath.
Essentially, you could have made the same argument as the Chazanish and say it's functional.
Right, theoretically. Right, the Chazanish, we know the difference.
The energy is a different kind of energy.
When
you're winding the spring,
you're putting kinetic energy into the spring, which will be released.
That's still like electricity. That's a, as you can't see electricity, you can't see this. They're both the same. You don't perceive it. You don't think
the way science understands that is that you put energy into it, which will be released. All right. So you're putting energy into the spring, into the coil.
Yeah, we force that into like gravity or
Yeah. I mean,
there's no reason why not.
So Shlomo Zalman argued like this, even according to Chazanish. So, but a keli, which it, for its function, it needs to go on and off, right? Turning it on and off would not be, according to Chazanish, would not be kolboina. So refrigerator. If your refrigerator, if the compressor is constantly working and condensing the gas, you have a broken fridge. The fridge only works because it cycles on and off. You want to set it to a certain temperature, let's say 40 degrees, so you compress the gas, run it through the system, it brings it down to 40 degrees. And then it turns off, the thermostat turns it off, because if it wouldn't, eventually your temperature inside your fridge would be, 0 degrees, and you'd have everything frozen. You don't want frozen apples, because after they defrost, they don't taste good. Right? They become mealy and stuff like that. You don't want frozen apples. You don't want frozen juice. You want to be able to drink your juice. Right? So you want the thing to turn off. So even Cardinal Kazanichi says that it's called boina. That's only something which it only functions when it's on, and when it's off, that's called dysfunctional. So then you're adding this new thing to it, which, in other words, it's not enough that there's the chibur, the way he's understanding the Kazanichi. It's not just the chibur electricity into the chut. And that added functionality. Right, so it gave you a chibur which did something for you, so that's called boina. A chibur which doesn't do anything for you, that's not called boina. So therefore he says the mashal that this issue of opening up the refrigerator, possibly turning, causing the compressor to turn on, like what's the issue? It's not boina. Right? It says it's according to the basis, maybe you'll say it's more of a sense of the rabbanon. So the rabbanon, if you don't know for sure, it's a psikreisha l'sha'avar. Psikreisha l'sha'avar is mutar by the rabbanim. So here's the only problem with opening, be worrying about the motor going to open up the refrigerator. It's interestingly enough, I just want to tell you, Agav, I had a fascinating maisa with that. There's a stira in Ramosha's tshuva about that. Ramosha has a tshuva where he was asked about refrigerator. He says you should wait till the compressor is on, the motor is going, until you open it. Says Karhar Zokain, Henkin wrote the Henkin that he wrote that you should wait till the motor is on. Good. Rav Eider brings a tshuva in the back of Hilchos Shabbos on Bishul about opening a oven door, worrying about the fact that when you open the oven door, cold air will go in and you'll cause the fire to turn on. And the Rosh said, "It's mutter." Now Mechidichay Shushut mutter. So I said, "It's a pliat zuma." Turning on electricity in the refrigerator is, except for the Kodesh Kodashim, it's pashtus of the Rabbanan. And the Rosh says, "Don't do it because maybe you're doing the Rabbanan." Turning on the fire in the oven is the rice. It's mamash turning on eish. And Rosh says, "No problem, it's mutter." So mamash pli atzuma. How can Rosh be matter the rice case and not the Rabbanan case? So this kasha goes back. The kasha goes back where Moshe was Bechayev. I should have asked for Moshe, but I wasn't going to write. I looked at a little younger man and write him a letter and ask him. But I asked somebody to ask for Shmuley first this question. Somebody in Chicago to ask because he was Mashamash or Moshe. He told me the following. If you look at Moshe's Lashon, Moshe did not say the refrigerator is Osir. He says, Kor HaZokain, Rav Henkin said not to do it. Rav Moshe was Mutter, Mikur did. That's why when he was asked about ovens, Rav Henkin never gave him second ovens, so he said it's Mutter. But it's a cover of Henkin, he wouldn't go connect to Rav Henkin. And he says that first says that he asked Moshe, he was by Moshe, he asked him this, that's the mile of Shimush. Because you read in Moshe's Shulah, Moshe holds grummas and these things are awesome, the fairish of Moshe about refrigerators. Totally wrong understanding of Moshe. That's not what he held. That's the mile of Shimush, not just learning something from a sefer. So Shulah first said that the Moshe's Pesach Betum was not, you're not going to have to worry about refrigerators either, just Rav Henkin Paskin this, or he wasn't going to pass in Gregor Rav Henkin. So that's Agav. It's a fascinating story. The whole thing is just in learning how to learn halacha from the Svarim. It's a fascinating story. But
what's the derabanan that is referring to by vision?
Marlon, if you assume like the Beis Yitzchok, what? That Dine Wise goes very stark that we like the Beis Yitzchok. Rav Ozman goes like the Beis Yitzchok. Rav Shlomo Zalman is like.
Dine Wise, but he goes as Derbanan Klape like from
Erlach. Oh, so the Dine Wise goes like this. Dine Wise says the passing connected the Chazanish. That's not Boyna. He's not ready to do that. When it comes to Mirlach, then you can assume not like the Chazanish. So it'll be a shoes to shoes.
That's the only problem with
electricity.
Not if there's
other issues. Right, it's either going to be the Bain of the Chazanish or the Mailed Kayach of the. And I want to tell you what's fascinating. There's this Russia Weiss in the Michal Zasher has a whole wild. Somebody have the Yerushalmi here? Shabbos?
Yeah. This is
a
favorite piece.
It's like. I need the Klal Gadol. Okay. So what's the issue? The issue on the table nowadays is you have things which there's no chut and there's nothing to be discovered to. So LED lights. So when you're dealing with an incandescent bulb, you have Aish. Okay? You're dealing with a fluorescent bulb. That's not so partial what the set of resin bulb is, because there is inside over there there's two cathodes which do get red hot, which is what it makes like the electrons become ionized and release and affect the gas and make the but it's not clear according to the Mumkin whether you need it to come red hot. It just has to get hot enough to do it. So it's lost genetic lagufa, big deal. Okay, what about LED lights? Right, so LED lights, for those of you who remember your high school science, you don't need more than house of science with this, so you remember that there's the nucleus of the cell and there are electrons. Electrons move around the nucleus of the cell, of the atom. They move around it in shells. Now, the electron is moving. Centrifugal force should say that if it's moving, it should make it throw away. The positive force of the nucleus is pulling it towards it. You need the closer in needs more force. The further away needs less force, right? To hold it that close, you need a lot of pull. Hold it further away, you need less pull, right? So they came up with this fascinating metzius of a light emitting diode, which LED stands for light emitting diode. That when you put an electric charge into it, and you charge it, so you're putting energy in the form of electricity going in. That makes the electrons have a stronger charge. They're able to free themselves away from the pull of the nucleus, and they move to an outer shell. We take it away, they get pulled back towards the middle. But there's energy being released. These things release energy in the form of light, as opposed to in the form of heat or something. They release it in the form of light. That's what LED is. So what happened? Nothing. You took an electron and you moved it from here to here. And now it goes from here to here. It comes out as light. Like you weren't macabre anything. So there's no Hebrew over there. So there should be no Baina. So Aish it's not. That all the places agree that's not Aish, because there's nothing burning. The electrons releasing, making light is not called Aish. You need fire. You need something burning. You need the metal getting red hot. This is not Aish. Okay, so it's electricity. Right? Is it this electricity? What are you doing? According to Chazanish, you can't call it boiler because you're not being machaber anything to anything. You know, except for maybe the chut, which is moving it in there. So you're going to have, So on that, Rav Asher Weiss goes to the roof. He says, you're being turning these things on, you can't, you realize where we're going soon, that, Shabbos is down the tubes. There's no Shabbos anymore. We can, come up with all these different things nowadays. I'll tell you after I finish this. He says, no. The Yerushalmi said like this. Yerushalmi, we're talking about the toldus. We're talking about how it has been the toldus of the ovis. So we're briskers, right? So first the hair, what's the yisoid? Then you show to the yisoid to different cases, and you have your toldus, right? Yerushalmi says, not like that. Yerushalmi says the Rechem Rishlokas, they came up with certain cases they felt were also. The ones that, which they could connect to a certain malacha, they said it's a total of that malacha. And the ones they couldn't, they called them Akapatish. Adkan Yerushalmi. Means that they came along and said, listen, there's no way that LED lights are mutter on Shabbos. Can't be. Okay, what malacha is it? I don't know. Well, is it age? No, it can't be age. Oh, Makapatish. So that's what straighten your Shabbos. It's a wild your Shabbos. You have to look at it inside. The straighten your Shabbos. He says, good. There we stand. So Makapatish, I mean, so you have Makapatish, I mean, because Chazal said, taking up Trumas and Maestras, Drabonon and Tikamon, Makapatish, I mean, like, you know, I mean, the range of Yisrim and Makapatish are like off, it's wild how much things go into Makapatish. So he says, this will be also the Raisa because of Makapatish. Okay, I just want to tell you, I mean, the most of where we're going and the Malacha, the Groma and Maisa parts. So now there's something called Amazon Echo. Amazon Echo is this thing you could talk to your speaker, the microphone you're talking to it, and you tell it to turn on the lights. It turns on the lights. You know, you say it's called Alexa. That's you know, like you know, say Alexa, turn on the lights. If your system is connected to the lights are connected to that system, we'll turn on the lights for you on Shabbos. Lights for you. Okay. So now you're allowed to talk to Alexa and have Alexa turn on the lights. What?
It's a Gaisha name.
Gaisha name. So, we wouldn't want to, you know. So, somebody asked him, is it also a Amir La'akum? No, it's not a Amir La'akum. Okay, good. So now, then he asked the following question. I have a choice. I have a Charlo. And it needs the lights turned on. I can ask the Goy to turn on the lights, or I can tell Alexa to turn on the lights. What's better in a local? Right, because over here, Chazal asked Amir La'akum. Over here, it's just deeper. Chazal said deeper is not ISIS. You're not doing anything. This is what the person asked me. The person argued. I said, you're out of your mind. Right. So where do you have a Musik of the deeper doesn't ISIS? It's called Maisa. See, there is. There's a discussion in the Lachos Ketanis deals with the following, the Riga B'Shem. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Goy over there. What? Kosmukol, you have the same, but you know, the more says maimers. So the halachas katanas, that was the shaila of a person would kill somebody by saying Hashem Hashem. So he's called, not a Shabbos. You know. So he says it's Rasika, right? Because it's like the more says in Tamura that by Tamura is Kaiv, yet Malchus, I need Maisa because the Dibur is Avin Maisa. So, but Dibur is Avin Maisa. If I set up a system, the Dibur is going to do the turn on the lights. I turn on the lights. That's called I turn on the lights. Okay, now what about, now take it a step further. They have now technology, which, I mean, the pun intended, it's mind-boggling. They don't need deeper anymore. They can use thought process. They can put a cap on the person's head. They can monitor thought brain waves. By the person thinking the lights should go on, the lights will go on. They're using it for people which are, you know, people which are totally ill, they can't do anything. They have now prosthetics, which are attached to the body in such a way that when the person wants his arm to raise, the prosthetic will move. Because it's attached to the nerve system. And it picks up the so nerves go down the muscle to the end of the muscle, and then it stops because there's no more muscle, there's no more arm. And the bionic arm, the prosthetic, will now move based on his thought. So thought can do things. So is that Malach HaShabbos? Just thinking, you turn on lights. Is that called Malach on Shabbos? So that's where we're going. So he says, you know, rush away. I mean, he doesn't bring this case. I'm saying, like, you know, 50 years from now, you know, we're going to be, you know, getting into our AI cars on Shabbos, thinking shul, and the car is going to drive to the shul. I didn't do anything. I just sat there, you know. The car opened the door by itself because saw me, you know, whatever, you know. And I go to shul in the car. Just I think shul, and it goes there, you know, based on everything like that. I didn't do anything. I just thought. I didn't say deeper. She went there, right? Because only really. Now you understand Rav Moshe's trooper. Rav Moshe wanted to ask her using time clocks. Rav Moshe says because you'd end up, you know, a person running a whole factory doing everything on Shabbos without doing anything. Everybody said you can't make your own Xeris. You can't make them look Xeris. It's not us. It's not us. It's not us. I mean, okay. End of thought.